I specifically asked for that song. It's an oldie, but a goodie. As we come to a time of communion, I'm just so much aware of what that old rugged cross means. When we pause and think of it, that was the creator of the universe, the very God who spoke into existence the sun, moon, stars, flung the stars out into the universe and created man in his own image. The very God who did that came to earth as part of his creation to bear the sin of his creation, to atone for the sin of mankind, and to bear a horrible, horrible death. Oh, that old rugged cross. I see myself standing in front of that cross and weeping as I see the atonement for my sin. The God who created me loved me so much that he gave himself for me, that he took my sin upon himself so that I may go free. Yes, surely that old rugged cross has a wonderful attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it on Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, yes. And as we think of that, we take the emblems that Jesus left us and said, so oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, we partake of his death. We remember his death until he come. Let us hold the bread or the emblem that we have. It might be biscuit, it might be cornflake or whatever. Let us hold it before God and ask him to sanctify it to us. Loving Father, we are reminded of Jesus. Sanctify this bread to us, that as we eat of it, we may fellowship together in memory of him. Amen. Likewise the cup. He said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Now this is the God who created us, saying, I'm making a new covenant with you. With you. I made you, but I'm making a covenant with you, sealed with my blood. Look after it, because nothing can break it. Father, we hold this cup before you. And Father, we ask you to consecrate it to us. Let it be to us something special. We ask it in Jesus' name. And we partake together, remembering that old rugged cross. Oh, what a beautiful experience. May you all be blessed.